Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Dude.
I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. Is that better?
I was going to say. Like,
is that better,
that's
Rashad?
That's improvement, man. That's improvement. I don't like this. Woo! Woo! Hey, guys. It's Joe and
Fisher.
Rashad here. Good morning. Look, man, no. I need energy. Like, everyone here at The Fan, if you're an on-air host, you have your opening line, your greeting. Right?
Well, at least I'm here and not trying to help the youth of tomorrow, okay?
Put that hat back on, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a mess, dude.
Don't help the youth of tomorrow with that hair.
I'm a hairy mess right now. The up top on the face, yeah, it's...
A lineup on the face and you're the mix. You're all good.
Grr.
Again.
I'm a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, something needs to be done here. So, all right, we might as well just talk about this because I told Rashad during the commercial break, and I think we just need to alert the masses of the DeQuesney head coach, Keith Dambrett, who was also the high school head coach for one LeBron James. So, I mean, pretty prolific career, right? Just got a win in the NCAA tournament as an 11 seed or 12 seed, whatever the hell they were, and was the head coach for LeBron James in high school. But back in 1992-93, basically when I was maybe one and a half, he was coaching Central Michigan. That was at the Central Michigan Chippewas, I believe.
Okay.
And he was coaching the team, and they had a big matchup against Miami of Ohio. All right. I don't know how big. I don't know what the records were. Let's just say it was a big matchup, because he felt so inclined that he needed to ask his players, you guys, do you mind if I use the word? Do you mind if I hype up my team and my players by using the N-word? And
naysayer?
Yes, naysayer, yeah. He asked if he could say the naysayer word and motivating his team. Now, in the context, I don't know if it was like, hey, let's go, or let's go beat these, you know. It was, I don't know the context there, but he asked for permission from his team, and they gave him the green light. And so Coach Dambrit, he went ahead and he used the word. And it did not work out in his favor. I guess it worked out in favor of the school because they changed the discriminatory language policy at the school. But Coach Dambrit was fired because he should be. He sued the university in a wrongful discrimination lawsuit. And all 11 black players on the team joined him in the suit. I mean, that's a strong team right there, all right, fighting for each other there. Claiming the university's policy against discriminatory language is too vague, he eventually lost the suit, not shocked. But I love how this is wrote. The students prevailed in overturning the school's language policy.
Well,
good for them.
Congrats to the students. Mazel. Like, I mean, like, I'm glad that they got that taken care of.
Now, that's a redemption story, all right?
Yeah.
Look at him now.
I mean, I got to be honest. There's a lot wrong with this story, bro. Like, my coach comes to me in college. He's like, hey, man, just want to talk to all the black players. Like, I really need to motivate everybody. How would you feel about me using the N-word in our next speech? Does that work? And
bold move, Cotton.
Yeah, like,
see if it works out.
Yeah, like, so I'm trying to figure out, like, why do you need to, I'll be real, there are a lot of people that just want to say it, feel like it's a cool word, feel like the way we say it sounds cool.
Well, again,
the way it's said in music,
I want to know the context
cool.
Because yeah. If he told them, like, no, I want to motivate you guys versus, like, no, I want to rip on the Miami University
and it's,
players.
And it's one thing, and that's the thing, like, in any context,
yeah.
why do you need this? Like, why is this a thing that you feel like is important for you? So I need you naysayers to go out there and do this and boom, or those naysayers out there are they're gunning for your throats. They're coming for your livelihood. Like, why is this a part of the speech? Like, I feel like you can be just as motivated. If you've never seen Remember the Titans, how many times did Denzel call his team naysayers? Never. You know, you don't have to. Like, there are a lot of coaches that don't have to. Now, Mike Tomlin, almost certain he does. Talking to everybody, for sure. I'm trying to think of just the coach off the top of my head. Pete Carroll? Probably doesn't use a lot of naysayers in his pregame speech.
I'm gonna guess no, Bob.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess just not very many. You know, so I feel like depending on Antonio Pierce, I feel is gonna have a lot of those end bombs and some pregame speeches.
Coach Dambrit sounds like he's invited to the cookout. That's for sure. I mean,
by the players that are on the team.
Rashad,
LeBron forgives him.
I feel like I've got an interesting question here for you, and if you're in that position, if you're a player in that locker room, and he's asking you this, do you feel like you can even say no in that situation?
My first question is why.
Absolutely,
that's the first question.
Absolutely,
I think I have. Like,
you're in that locker room.
Yeah, even I think
I'm trying to get more minutes, Coach.
Like,
yeah,
why,
you can use it.
Why? Like, I mean, yeah, that's the only reason. Like, I'm trying to play. I'm at the end of the bench. You know, but. Why? What's it going to change? You know.
Well, now my next thought is like, all right. Well, how was this 1992-93 Central Michigan Chippewas team? Like, were they making a run? Was this a season where it was like, dude, Coach Keith, he's got us on one right now. This guy can do no wrong. They finished the year 8-18.
And that's the year that he asked
that's
for
the
this.
Year 4-14. In the MAC conference.
Okay, if he were like 28-0, maybe.
And
maybe you could understand, but I still probably not. But 8-18.
And I don't know what game against Miami, Ohio it was that he decided to do this, but listen, he's 3-7 going into this game against the Miami the first time. They lose 59-43.
I'm with Rashad. I think he just wanted to say it.
Yeah, he just wanted to. I got to make a point.
And then the next one, they're 5-13 going into this game, and they lose 87-68 to Miami. So it clearly didn't work. Clearly did not motivate his team enough. And I don't know if he was fired after that game or got to finish the season out.
When was the game that he decided to ask? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Is like, was it this January 20th matchup? Against Miami, where they only scored 43 points and lost by 16? Or was it the time where, hey, you did a little bit better on offense, you scored 68, but you still lost by 19 to Miami, Ohio? Maybe there was something against that Miami team that just really stuck in his craw. I mean, they were on a skid at that point. They had lost 4 in a row. You're 5-13. You know, you're just trying to find something to
you're
motivate.
Desperate. It's crazy. You went to the N-word out of desperation. Like, we need something. I gotta light a fire under these guys.
Gotta connect with these guys somehow. You idiot.
Yeah, I don't get that one. But good luck to you today.
Kim Mulkey was like, "Hey,
you don't want to know what I do?
As a coach, you gotta pull out anything." Okay.
Oh no, dude, Quesney's out. No luck to him. They're done. They got ousted yesterday.
Well,
so
it's unfortunate. It really is.
You know what really motivates my players? You know what I say to them?
Oh my God!
Then Rashad, I don't think you've seen a picture of this guy. If you didn't watch the Duquesne game yesterday, but if you see this dude, it fits the description of somebody that would absolutely ask to use that word.
And
that's
the more insulting part. Like, you asked us, like, if it's, is it cool if I do this just to make sure that I didn't want to do it without your guys' approval?
I have this.
So you thought about this. You thought about, you know, what could I do?
There's this article that I'm looking at from the year 2000. 11 of Dambrit's 14 players were black, and throughout his career, he had been steeped in street language. Maybe too
steeped.
Much, he says.
Steeped, wow.
Okay, this is starting to sound like a Maury Povich show.
And again, I know we have to break, but there's a lot of street language, right? There's the glossary of words. E-40 wrote a whole book of slanguage. Like, so it's there.
Ah, see, he says that they use this to designate someone who's fearless, mentally strong, and tough.
Stop it. Right?
Oh, yeah. Bud. Come on now. Oh, my gosh. This article, they actually write it out many times. Wow. What is this? TheCleveScene.com? Man, that is some hard-hitting journalism right there. My Lord. All right. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. It's starting to look more and more like this guy probably just stole his money. We'll get to that next here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Marquette, Colorado, tipping off the second half. Not really tipping off. That only happens at the beginning of the game. They're inbounding the second half right now. Marquette is up 45-34 over the Colorado Buffaloes. Is that the last hope for Pac-12 basketball?
Is it? Let's look through the...
Oh, no, Arizona. That's right. Catch the fever.
Gosh, I remember...
Arizona and Colorado, the last hopes.
We've talked a whole lot about, you know, the Pac-12 moving, or at least most of the Pac-12 moving over to the Big Ten. And, you know, we talked a lot about in the realm of college football. But in a struggling Pac-12 for basketball, because it's been struggling for the past couple of years now, you know, as far as trying to they've gotten some good recruits, but for whatever reason, teams just haven't been able to do the job that I think a lot of people within the conference expect them to do. Do y'all expect that to get better playing against, the Big Ten isn't what it used to be in basketball as far as the Michigans, Ohio States, but it's still Michigan and Ohio State. And if we're struggling as far as Oregon and Oregon State against the Washington's and the, you know, Arizona States and Arizona's of the conference, how well do you expect them to do? And you actually watch college basketball, Joe. You know, so how well do you expect them to do? Because I already don't watch college basketball like that now. We talked about it during the break. Like, I'm paying more attention to the women's tournament than I am to the men's this year because there's more stars in the women's game. So that's kind of why I'm watching that at this point. So I'm a little – how do you feel like – college basketball is going to look as they move to this Big Ten?
Well, Big Ten is kind of weird lately. I mean, Purdue, is it more so just like they're catching fire with Zach Edey and Matt Painter just for this run, and then they're going to kind of return to that middle of the pack? Michigan, they hired Florida Atlantic's head coach, Dustin May, after Florida Atlantic has been knocked out of the tournament. Michigan, God, they need to turn around immediately because did not work out well with Juwan Howard now, did it?
See him sock that fool that one time?
My God.
Juwan Howard's a big ass dude too. Like, he's like 6'10, like 6'11. Like, he's not small.
Maryland down year. Michigan State, yeah, they made the tournament and got a win, but they were 20-15 this year. The Hoosiers and Mike Woodson, like, they need to kind of turn the tide there. So, I mean, it's maybe a good time for Oregon. Washington, dear God, I mean, they'd need a lot of things to start going right for their program. But maybe it's a good time for Oregon to join the Big Ten as far as basketball goes. Now, when we're talking about like Colorado and Big 12. Big 12 is basically like they're hanging their hat and being on a basketball conference.
For sure. Yeah.
And that's paying off for them. So for the Big 10, though, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it pays off.
And as far as
I don't feel as bad as, you know, or less confident as I would in maybe years past because, yeah, I would, like I was saying, Michigan, Maryland, you know, Illinois is having a good year as well. But Michigan State and Tommy, some of these programs are they're in a weird spot, too. So I'm cool with it.
And as far as the competition goes that they've had, I do feel like they've had to deal with really good, the Kevin Love-led UCLA Bruins at the you know, a lot of good Arizona teams that have already been in the conference.
Yeah, absolutely. Great all the time.
Yeah, Washington was good about a decade ago. You know, had the likes of Brandon Roy. After that, you got, you know, Isaiah Thomas. There were good players that came through this conference that I feel like, you know, if I'm just looking through my Oregon Ducks lens, it's like, okay, I think there's similar competition that they're moving over to face, and I don't think Dana Altman, who's from that part of the country anyways, I don't think that concerns him whatsoever, if anything, because he's kind of ingrained in that basketball scene, might give him a little bit of an advantage moving into the Big Ten for the Ducks. Like, that's awesome. I love it. And like I said, I'm Team Altman, so let's go.
All right, I want to get to this real quick because on Wednesday, the story broke on Shohei Ohtani. Being linked to an illegal sports book, illegal bookmaker in Newport, California. $4.5 million was apparently sent to him. And then it turns out, oh no, it was his translator. And a lot of back and forth. Initially, the translator comes out and says, yeah, Shohei helped me pay for these debts. He wired the guy $4.5 million in $500,000 installments. You know, I was there. I saw him do it. Next day, he comes out and then says, oh, yeah, Shohei Ohtani, he knew nothing about this. He knew nothing about the gambling debts. He knew nothing about this. You know, he's all good. And so then immediately the red flags come up, and that's where the conspiracy theories start swirling. Like, all right, was Shohei actually placing these bets through his translator, his interpreter? And now his interpreter is trying to cover up for Shohei. The more that comes out about Ipe Muzahara, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, I think this dude is just a straight up liar. Like, I was on the Hot Corner on Wednesday, and Patrick brought him up, and I was like, "Oh yeah, no, he's from the States. Like, he went to UC Riverside."
Right.
UC Riverside spokesman says our university records do not show a student by the name of Ipe Muzahara having attended UC Riverside.
We don't know this fool
at all. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not good. His background, like in his biographic section in like the Angels media guide that they have at the stadium showing like where these people, you know, where they've worked. It said that he had worked for the Red Sox at one point.
We don't know this fool.
They have now come out and said, yeah, we don't know. He was never an interpreter for anybody on this team at any point. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if the Yankees have come out with a statement yet, because it said that he worked with the Yankees in a small capacity during spring training a few years back. But listen, I'm going to go ahead and bank on the fact that he also did not work for the Yankees at this point, and is more starts to come out about Ipe Muzahara, the better this looks for Shohei Ohtani, and that it's a good chance that this dude did just, in fact, take money somehow, some way, stole money from Shohei Ohtani to cover his gambling bets. But there is an investigation still going down. But yeah, I mean, this Ipe Muzahara, like, he has basically lied about his whole career and background. And now I don't know what to believe. Did Shohei know about the debts? Did he not? Did he pay it? Did Ipe just take the money himself and pay for it on his own accord? Does he even know Japanese? Does he even interpret for Shohei at all? Does he just say just generic statements? Like, Shohei says something in Japanese, and he's like, yeah, he says that he's a big fan of baseball, and he's going to try really hard. Like, is he just going and giving the most? And I was reading something last night that basically Japanese people that follow Shohei and Ipe, they said that, like, he isn't actually that good of a translator at all either. That, like, there was a report, like, somewhere, like, oh, yeah, someone's mom was saying, like, oh, yeah, well, at least he'll be able to get a better interpreter now. So maybe this dude isn't even a good interpreter after all.
And he got, if he's an interpreter, he got Shohei paid, you know.
He got himself paid, that's for sure.
But it shines a light. I was watching this little thing on Netflix, and it's about this girl who basically claimed to be an heiress for years and, you know, was able to get herself into all of the circles, all the elite circles that they needed to, just being a con artist. There are some people that are just great at being a con artist. And how do you say Shohei's interpreter's name?
You're talking about Anna Sorokin.
Yeah.
Yeah. The New York elite socialist con artist who said that she was connected to wealthy families and like royalty from European countries. I'm figuring out how much
people don't do background checks.
Yeah.
Because no one's ever asked who that lady's dad was or anything like that. And something had to happen, you know, before somebody was finally like, this guy never went to UC Riverside, or this guy never. All you said that's in the part of the bio about the interpreter is in the program that fans get as you're coming to the game, right? Nobody from major leagues was like, this isn't true. He's never worked for, and mind you, Shohei was drafted in 2017.
Yeah, something like
So it's been a minute, right? So now that we're talking about 7 years now, it's talking about 7 years now that this guy has been around Major League Baseball and around professional teams and serving as an interpreter for one of arguably the best baseball player in the world.
I think there's 10. I heard a radio host sum this up perfectly. There are like 10 big names in baseball. Shohei Ohtani himself is bigger than those 10 names. So like he's bigger than Aaron Judge and Julio Rodriguez and all these guys combined.
So we can make the argument. Some people out there probably disagree, but he's the best player in baseball.
Yes.
Today, you know, this man, his interpreter has been around him for years making deals, and like I said, not even that great of an interpreter, you know, for a lot of people. So it's just really showing that even at the top levels, somebody's not doing a background check. Somebody's not really citing sources.
I don't know. Like, it was in the media guide, so it's like, how much are these people just kind of taking their word for it? And then, you know, like, oh, okay, well, now we have to call UC Riverside.
My conspiracy hat is still on here. I do wonder why all of this information is coming out now. It just seems like it's all too perfect, in my opinion, that this is now just allegedly all on this guy, and oh, we're starting to find lies from his past. And I understand that maybe there was lack of a background check by one organization, but three or four or five in Major League Baseball, like we've seen major fails. The Arizona Diamondbacks fired local product Wally Backman 2 days after hiring him as manager because they didn't check on his DUI history and didn't realize he had filed for bankruptcy recently. Like there are things that teams don't do, but I feel like that was like in the 2000s. We've gotten past this point to where 30 teams or a good chunk of those teams aren't doing background checks on this guy. I don't believe that.
But we're starting to find out how easy it is for somebody to come and present themselves in such a way to make you think that they belong, right? That was the whole Anna Sorokin thing. She made herself look like she actually belonged in the elite. Like, here's somebody who, you know, speaks the language and knows what to say and knows people and was at least close enough to one organization at some point to be able to kind of create some type of buzz for themselves. Like, this is con artistry 101. Like, and that's exactly what it seems like at this point. Like, Shohei, he could be a gambler. You know, there's a very good chance like some of those bets were Shohei's. Like, we have to be honest about that. There's a good chance that some of those bets, you know, were his. I doubt it, though, because this is what con artists do. They get people, they build trust and everything. And then eventually somebody's taking money, you know, from you. And I feel like this young man just ran into the wrong one. At this point, I mean, I feel like this is only going to get weirder, and we know what we know over the last 4 days,
yeah,
5 days,
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, so I can almost guarantee that we're going to find out much more as in the coming days, especially as the season is really, really getting started.
Apparently, it's also a Japanese news station reported on him at some point, and I mean, I don't know when this video is from, but he worked part-time at a sushi restaurant near L.A. back in 2006 to 2009. and went to school for casino industry, whatever the hell that means, but dropped out because he wasn't good. This is there's this YouTube video of a Japanese news report. Again, I'm going to need a few hours.
You can only fake stuff for so long, man. Like, I mean, seriously, like, at a point, you've got to be great at what you like. If he was an amazing interpreter, which, as I'm reading, it doesn't sound like there are a lot of people that really felt like he was, you know, things would be different. If you were a great businessman, things would be different. But I don't know. Like, when you're not good at what you do, people eventually figure it out. You can only talk your way around stuff for so long.
This has just led me now into this YouTube rabbit hole of watching Japanese news broadcasts of talking to, like, I hope I can get, like, the transcript. Well, I need an interpreter now is what I need for this, because they are doing the deep dive on this guy. Like, they've got clips and all, they got, oh yeah, they've got a man on the street doing interviews. Look at
in Japan.
Yeah, they got the whole panel here. This is like basically their PTI in Japan, it looks like.
Seriously, now I'm
what
starting
a story.
To think, after hearing this and after watching the Anna Sorokin thing, I'm like, bro, I could really fake it into whatever industry I want to.
Just say you went to school for casino
industry. Do the research, say the right things, research the people that I'm trying to, you know, be in business with. Like, why not? We've been taking this hard route with hard work, and it's apparently that's not the route to go.
Yeah, just totally fool people and pull them over. I still think that there's something seedy that's going to come out, like, even further. I think there's something deeper to this story, and I don't think the media is going to make this go away. The Dodgers, little plants, they're going to try all they can, but I do not think this is just going to disappear. Oh, okay, he's
I'll say
just
this,
a con artist.
If he were still in Anaheim, I think it'd be a big deal, and because he's Shohei, it'd still be a big deal. Because he plays for the Dodgers now, because if the Dodgers, Yankees, I guess, you know, Astros, some of like the bigger, more, please, like, they're going to make, if the guy plays for the Lakers or the Knicks or the Celtics, much bigger story than if you played for Charlotte or, you know, someone else like that. So, yeah, I think branding matters too, because now this is not just an Angels issue. This is a Dodgers issue.
Not exactly what you want to be the biggest story in your sport, literally days before your season starts either.
Probably
not exactly the best press, after, yeah, one of the biggest names, if not the biggest name in your sport, is linked to all of this, and his interpreter, like I said, just days before things get kicked off with first pitch. Well, first pitch actually did start already.
Well, yeah, funny how ESPN wanted to put this story out there on day one of the Soul Series. Yes. So, timing, yeah.
All right, we're way over it. Let's take a break. Who bites someone? Honestly, we get to that next year, but first, Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update. How to throw your career away in 1.5 rounds of MMA fighting.
Real quick.
Yeah, What are we doing? What are we doing, guy? So last night, what is it? I think it was a fight night in Las Vegas, a UFC fight night. I'm going to knock it out like fight night. Can't say that full lyric.
No.
Unfortunately. Can I say it? Can I say it, my teammates, please?
No, you can't.
Let's see.
Say it. Say it. Go ahead.
Igor Severino.
Oh, his name is Igor. That's not shocking at all.
Of formerly UFC, was fighting Andrew Lima. This was both their first fight in UFC. MMA fighters' first UFC fights. So what happens is, I was not watching this. I did not see the fights. I did not how things were progressing. This was the second fight of the undercard. So as far as, give an F level, very low on the give an F scale. But halfway through the second round, they're kind of grappling, they're up against the fence, and then Andre Lima is like, yo, starts pointing to the ref, like starts pointing at his arm, like, dude, hey, this guy Igor, he bit Andre Lima in the arm, like right at the bicep. And so then they stop the fight, and sure as ass, there is a bite mark. Like, he chomped down on this dude's bicep, and Igor gets disqualified. Dana White already ends his contract. He was probably only paying him $10 for this fight anyways, but that's a whole nother point. but already ends his contract immediately. And the dude, not even two full rounds into his MMA or his UFC debut, disqualified, contract taken away. And Andre Lima, he went up and ended up getting a tattoo of the bite marks on his bicep.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Which at first thought was like, that's kind of unsanitary if, you know, like he just bit there like a few hours ago. But they do clean off the area for tattoos. You know, they give you the alcohol, the iodine wipe or whatever it is. But then he got a tattoo of it. And I believe it said, I got effing bit bonus. And Dana says that he's going to give the man $50,000 for getting bit, apparently. That's a huge increase over probably the $15 that he was going to pay him for that fight anyways. But who bites someone, honestly?
You fight like a girl. Like, I mean, and ladies can fight. Speaking of the ladies, there was the main event
that's,
was that
that's
night.
That's sexist, and, brother.
Well, I'm finishing the line from whatever. Either way. Man, like, there's...
Digging that hole.
If you see the bite marks, like, there was no mouthpiece in there. Like, you really, really chomped down.
Yeah, good point. Where's the mouthpiece in this situation? Like, how do you bite down on someone like that?
Yeah, I thought they were required to have those. Yeah. But I'm not a fight, like, aficionado.
Yeah, so. I mean, if you look at the end print, like, it was a top and bottom bite mark, right? So at least the top teeth are supposed to be covered by the mouthpiece, bare minimum. But yeah, that was my big thing. Is like, how did he get out of the corner without a mouthpiece in? So sometimes desperation makes you do crazy things. I will say this: if I'm in a street fight and I am in a predicament or in a position that I cannot get out of, the only thing I can do is to bite this person's arm or wherever to get. Guess what? Guess who's biting somebody, fellas? I am.
Dude, but that's in a, of course I would too in a situation
in a
where you need to
sanction fight.
Yeah,
you probably should be. If this is your first fight, so this is what we call grand opening, grand closing.
Was this his first fight for this card?
This is his first UFC
fight.
Match.
He was like 8-1 in MMA fights.
What a wuss. I'm kind of glad that he has to walk through the rest of his life knowing that his anger and biting and lack of control, because that's an anger problem, right? Dude. That's, I'm getting beat, I'm really pissed about it, so I'm going to take it out on you in a physical way that I can at that point, which is I'm going to bite you. Sorry, I've now embarrassed you a little bit. No, actually, you've ultimately embarrassed yourself. Even more, and I
Bellator.
Am here for it.
You go to Bellator.
Well, hey, Dana brought up a good point. It's like, hey, now he's got to deal with Nevada State Athletic Commission.
Oh yeah,
because this is it being a fight night, or should I say, bite night? Is this took place?
I see what you did there.
Yep. Well, you know, I just saw it on Twitter, so I can't even take full credit for it.
You shouldn't have told me. I would have believed it was you.
Hey, I have integrity as a journalist. I have integrity.
Man, you tripping?
Okay.
I use lines all the time that aren't mine. People think I'm so hilarious and, man, seriously, so witty. I'm not.
Just someone tells a joke and then you say the same joke a second later.
Seriously, I am the
like,
Steve Harvey.
Rashad,
I am the Steve Harvey hilarious. Of radio joke. Yeah, I'm taking everybody's jokes and using them as my own.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that
no
because this
here,
happened
Jordan.
In Nevada, like you're probably looking at not being able to fight in Nevada.
Yeah,
again.
You look, you're back to, you know, backyard brawls like Kimbo, you know, and then, you know, seriously. Like,
well, they do stuff up in Minnesota still, right, with some of the wrestling federations there?
He can come here. He can come here in Portland. He can fight suit.
He's going to have to look for some other states to fight in, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome here in Oregon, man. Have the no, rumble at the Roseland.
I don't want a biter here. Stay the hell out, dude. We don't need that kind of human being. Seriously. No, I just, full
we
stop.
We don't need biters in any sense of the
in
word.
Any sense. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you've heard of that kid at the playground or at preschool that they're a biter. Nobody likes that one. That,
or,
they're getting the write-ups, going back home to the parents. They're like, yeah, little Timmy, he had to go in timeout today. He's a biter. And that when you hear that as a parent, you're like, oh no.
Or Timmy's sister Tammy, she's a biter too. Not you know, like, and that's never a good thing.
Jake the Hater saying Rashad, the Carlos Mencia of 1080 the Fan.
Boom.
Stealing
See?
Jokes.
Jake gets it. I've been stealing his stuff for years, man.
Oh God. All right.
Shout out to my guy Jake the Hater.
We're up against it. Let's wrap things up here. Sports Sunday, 1080 the Fan. So clean.
One for
Rashad.
One over here. I see you.
I just nailed that wadded up piece of paper in the wastebasket over there.
I would
throw
this one, but it looks like somebody needs it. So
yeah, it looks like some reeds here.
Yeah.
Here, let's try it. I'll just grab this random one. I'll go 2 for 2.
Let's
live on air. Live on air.
Kobe.
Oh, I didn't crumple that up enough. Yeah, that was
it was a little loose.
Aerodynamics weren't good on that one. There. I got hacked on the arm, fouled. Ugh. All right.
Okay, Chris Paul, sorry. Turn my mic off.
Yeah, where's Scott Foster to bail me out here?
Yeah, seriously.
They really hate each other. Like, I can imagine, like a teacher that you don't like when those referees show up on days and you look at the, you know, you're looking at the roster and the game sheets for and everything for the day. And it's like, ugh. Who's the ref today?
Speaking of gambling, though, this is just kind of making the rounds right now. They were on, I don't know if this was on ESPN, ESPN2. I think it was on ESPN. They were doing ESPN's Reese Davis after an ESPN bet segment with Aaron Dolan. So they were talking about some different gambling angles here on ESPN. Reese Davis, he says, after getting some betting advice, you know, Aaron Dolan saying, you know, take this, take that, bet on this, bet on that. He goes, you know what? Some would call this wagering, gambling. The way you've sold this, I think what it is a risk-free investment. I think I'm pretty sure in most of like the gambling disclaimers and everything, they say, this is not an investment.
Pretty sure it's yeah.
Do not use gambling.
That's a take there, Reese. God,
this is gambling is not for investment purposes. I believe is exactly what they say, and Reese Davis and ESPN are getting absolutely dragged for this.
Maybe he was saying it tongue in cheek. You know, right? Maybe that's what he was kind of saying.
Again, like, this is a joke. This is just making the rounds right now on the social medias. So I guess this is breaking news on 1080 The Fan, brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets. Start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Anybody get that? No?
No.
No?
No. Breaking news.
Oh, boy. I will say, though, being at the sportsbook on March Madness, it's a movie. That was good times. A lot of good people up there.
And
Super Chef Bobby Flay, Chris Daughtry, Mark Cuban.
It was insane.
It was insane. All right.
Her Bonita Fish big. No, I can imagine. And to be honest, for a local casino, their sports book isn't half bad.
That's the only sports book I've been to in this area.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know that Spirit Mountain, I think, has a sports book.
They do.
Now. Not really sure what Chinook Winds is rocking with. I want to say there's a casino down in Florence.
Seven Feathers, I believe, is what you're thinking of, right?
I don't know if it's Seven Feathers. I'm going to have to look this up.
There's one in, like, Coos Bay on the water. There's Seven
possibly,
Feathers. There's,
yeah. Possibly.
They closed Kaneda a few years ago.
Oh, I think they're opening it back, though, right? I don't know if they're opening the casino. But
No. Yeah, no casino.
It's Three Rivers. In Florence. I'm pretty sure they have a golf course there, too.
Well, and literally,
I think someone's making a trip to Florence.
We just named all of our options. They have so many more up in the state of Washington. So to have A&A with that massive sports book, I mean, guys, the chairs are so comfortable. You don't, you can always go with a couple of buddies, but if, like, you're kind of sitting, the wife's gone, it's like, I don't know what to do. Go sit in one of those chairs on your own, throw a couple of bets down, and grab a cheap beer at A&A. Like, it's really nice. Okay. You can watch everything.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay, they do have a sports book at this Three Rivers Casino, but just looking at the pictures, yeah, it ain't holding a candle to what A&A
is. It's a sports magazine.
Yeah, it's not a book. The TV sizes, A&A is taking the cake so far. I'll have to hit up Spirit Mountain, though, here soon, just because my sister lives right out there in Willamina. Which is, you know, two shakes of a lamb's tail from there.
Let me know. I'll head out there with you, brother. It's like 90. No, not even 90. It's like an hour from door to door from my house.
And after how things went at the blackjack table at A&A, too, I think Fisher, he's got to find his way
there. I'm a
craps
guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
How to throw your career away in 1.5 rounds of MMA fighting.
Real quick.
Yeah. What are we doing? What are we doing, guy? So last night, what is it? I think it was a fight night in Las Vegas, a UFC fight night. I'm going to knock it out like fight night. Can't say that full lyric.
No.
Unfortunately. Can I say it? Can I say it, my teammates, please?
No, you can't.
Let's see.
Say it. Go ahead.
Igor Severino.
Oh, his name is Igor. That's not shocking at all.
Of formerly UFC, was fighting Andrew Lima. This was both their first fight in UFC. MMA fighters' first UFC fights. So what happens is I was not watching this. I did not see the fights. I did not know how things were progressing. This was the second fight of the undercard. So as far as, give an F level, very low. Very low on the give an F scale. But halfway through the second round, they're kind of grappling. They're up against the fence. And then Andre Lima is like, yo, starts pointing to the ref, like starts pointing at his arm. Like, dude, hey, this guy Igor, he bit Andre Lima in the arm, like right at the bicep. And so then they stop the fight, and sure as ass, there is a bite mark. Like, he chomped down on this dude's bicep, and Igor gets disqualified. Dana White already ends his contract. He was probably only paying him $10 for this fight anyways, but that's a whole nother point. But already ends his contract immediately, and the dude, not even two full rounds into his MMA or his UFC debut, disqualified, contract taken away,
And Andre Lima, he went up and ended up getting a tattoo of the bite marks on his bicep.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Which at first thought was like, that's kind of unsanitary if, you know, like he just bit there like a few hours ago. But they do clean off the area for tattoos. You know, they give you the alcohol, the iodine wipe or whatever it is. But then he got a tattoo of it. And I believe it said, I got effing bit bonus. And Dana says that he's going to give the man $50,000 for getting bit, apparently. That's a huge increase over probably the $15 that he was going to pay him for that fight anyways. But who bites someone, honestly?
You fight like a girl. Like, I mean, and ladies can
Whoa!
Fight. Speaking of the ladies, there was I think the main event
that's,
was that
that's
night.
That's sexist, and, brother.
Well, I'm finishing the line from whatever. Either way. Man, like, there's...
Digging that hole.
If you see the bite marks, like, there was no mouthpiece in there. Like, you really, really chomped down.
Yeah, good point. Where's the mouthpiece in this situation? Like, how are you biting down on someone like that?
Yeah, I thought they were required to have those. But I'm not a fight, like, aficionado.
Yeah, so. I mean, if you look at the end print, like, it was a top and bottom bite mark, right? So at least the top teeth are supposed to be covered by the mouthpiece, bare minimum. But yeah, that was my big thing, is like, how did he get out of the corner without a mouthpiece in? So sometimes desperation makes you do crazy things. I will say this: if I'm in a street fight and I am in a predicament or in a position that I cannot get out of, the only thing I can do is to bite this person's arm or wherever to get, guess what? Guess who's biting somebody, fellas? I am.
Dude, but that's straight in a, of course, I would too in a situation
in
where
a
you need to.
In a sanctioned fight?
Yeah,
you probably should be. If this is your first fight, so this is what we call grand opening, grand closing.
Was this his first fight for this card?
This is his first UFC.
First UFC
fight.
Match. He was like 8-1 in MMA fights.
What a wuss. I'm kind of glad that he has to walk through the rest of his life knowing that his anger and biting and lack of control, because that's an anger problem,
right,
dude. That's, I'm getting beat, I'm really pissed about it, so I'm going to take it out on you in a physical way that I can at that point, which is I'm going to bite you. Sorry, I've now embarrassed you a little bit. No, actually, you've ultimately embarrassed yourself even more, and I am here for it.
You can go to Bellator.
Well, hey, Dana brought up a good point. It's like, hey, now he's got to deal with Nevada State Athletic Commission.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is, it being a fight night, or should I say bite night, is this took place.
I see what you did there.
Yep. Well, you know, I just saw it on Twitter, so I can't even take full credit for it.
You shouldn't have told me. I would have completely believed it was you.
Hey, I have integrity. As a journalist, I have integrity.
Man, you tripping.
Okay.
I use lines all the time that aren't mine. People think I'm so hilarious and, man, seriously, so witty. I'm not.
Just someone tells a joke and then you say the same joke a second.
Seriously,
later.
I am the,
like,
Steve Harvey.
Rashad,
I am the Steve
you
Harvey
are hilarious.
Of radio joke. Yeah, I'm taking everybody's jokes and using them as my own.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that
no,
because this
here,
happened
Jordan.
In Nevada, like, you're probably looking at not being able to fight in Nevada.
Yeah,
again.
You look, you're back to, you know, backyard brawls like Kimbo, you know, and then, you know, seriously, like,
well, they do stuff up in Minnesota still, right, with some of the wrestling federations there.
He can come here. He can come here in Portland. Know. He can fight suit.
He's going to have to look for some other states to fight in. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome here in Oregon, man. Have the no, rumble at the Roseland.
I don't want a biter here. Stay the hell out, dude. We don't need that kind of human being. Seriously. No, I just, full
we
stop.
We don't need biters in any sense of the word.
In any sense. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you've heard of that kid at the playground or at preschool that they're a biter. Nobody likes that one. That,
or,
they're getting the write-ups, going back home to the parents. They're like, yeah, little Timmy, he had to go in timeout today. He's a biter. And that, when you hear that as a parent, you're like, oh, no.
Or Timmy's sister, Tammy. She's a biter, too. Not, you know, like, and that's not, it's never a good thing.
Jake the Hater saying Rashad, the Carlos Mencia of 1080, the fans.
Boom.
Stealing
See?
Jokes.
Jake gets it. I've been stealing his stuff for years, man.
Oh, God. All right.
Shout out to my guy, Jake the Hater.
We're up against it. Let's wrap things up here. Sports Sunday, 1080 the Fan. So clean.
One for
Rashad.
One over here.
I just nailed that wadded up piece of paper in the wastebasket over there.
I would
throw
this one, but it looks like somebody needs it. So.
Yeah, it looks like some reeds here.
Yeah.
Here, I'll just grab this random one. I'll go 2 for 2.
Let's
live on air. Live on air.
Kobe.
Smoked it.
Oh, I didn't crumple that up enough.
Yeah,
that was,
it was a little loose.
Aerodynamics were good on that one. I got hacked on the arm. Fouled. Ugh. All right.
Okay, Chris Paul, sorry. Turn my mic off.
Yeah, where's Scott Foster to bail me out here?
Yeah, seriously.
They really hate each other. Like, I can imagine, like a teacher that you don't like when those referees show up on days and you look at the, you know, you're looking at the roster and the game sheets for and everything for the day. It's like, ugh. That's who's the ref today?
Speaking of gambling, though, this is just kind of making the rounds right now. They were on, I don't know if this was on ESPN, ESPN2. I think it was on ESPN. They were doing ESPN's Reese Davis after an ESPN bet segment with Aaron Dolan. So they were talking about some different gambling angles here on ESPN. Reese Davis, he says, after getting some betting advice, you know, Aaron Dolan saying, you know, take this, take that, bet on this, bet on that. He goes, you know what? Some would call this wagering, gambling. The way you've sold this, I think what it is a risk-free investment. I think I'm pretty sure in most of like the gambling disclaimers and everything, they say, this is not an investment.
Pretty sure it's
do not use gambling.
That's a take there, Reese. God.
This is, gambling is not for investment purposes, I believe, is exactly what they say. And, Reese Davis and ESPN are getting absolutely dragged for this.
Maybe he was saying it tongue-in-cheek, you know, right? Maybe that's what he was kind of saying.
Again, like, this is
a joke.
This is just making the rounds right now on the social medias. So I guess this is breaking news on 10 of the Fan, brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets. Start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Anybody get that? No?
No.
No?
Breaking news.
Oh, boy. I will say, though, being at the sportsbook on March Madness, it's a movie. That was good times. A lot of good people up there.
And
Super Chef Bobby Flay, Chris Daughtry, Mark Cuban.
It was insane.
It was insane. All right.
Her Bonita Fish Big. No, I can imagine. And to be honest, for a local casino, their sports book isn't half bad.
That's the only sports book I've been to in this area.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know that Spirit Mountain, I think, has a sports book
they
now. Not really sure what Chinook Winds is rocking with. I want to say there's a casino down in Florence.
Seven Feathers, I believe, is what you're thinking of, right?
I don't know if it's Seven Feathers. I'm going to have to look this up.
There's one in, like, Coos Bay on the water. There's Seven
Possibly,
Feathers. There's,
yeah. Possibly.
They closed Kaneda a few years ago.
I think they're opening it back, though, right? I don't know if they're opening the casino. But
No. Yeah, no casino.
It's Three Rivers. Is in Florence. I'm pretty sure they have a golf course there, too.
Well, and literally
I think someone's making a trip to Florence.
We just named all of our options. They have so many more up in the state of Washington. So to have A&A with that massive sports book, I mean, guys, the chairs are so comfortable. You don't, you can always go with a couple of buddies, but if like you're kind of sitting, the wife's gone, it's like, I don't know what to do. Go sit in one of those chairs on your own, throw a couple of bets down, and grab a cheap beer at A&A. Like, it's really nice. Okay. You can watch everything.
Yeah, cool. Okay, they do have a sports book at this Three Rivers Casino, but just looking at the pictures, yeah, it ain't holding a candle to what A&A is.
It's a sports magazine.
Yeah, it's not a book. The TV sizes, A&A is taking the cake so far. Yeah, I'll have to hit up Spirit Mountain, though, here soon, just because my sister lives right out there in Willamina. Which is, you know, two shakes of a lamb's tail from there.
Let me know. I'll head out there with you, brother. It's like 90. No, not even 90. It's like an hour from door to door from my house.
And after how things went at the blackjack table at A&A, too, I think Fisher's got to find his way
a
little bit more.
Let's
often.
Go, Rashad.
Me at the craps table, man.
And
we'll hit A&A up. We'll hit Spirit Mountain up. Then
we'll
hit back
to
A&A
up.
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right.
Guys' night out. Woo!
Field trip. Let's take a party bus out to Sheridan, huh?
I'm down.
I might not be.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to think about it. But
listen, I only go to Willamina because I have to.
Depends on what's on the schedule for the weekend. But yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the madness the rest of the day. Colorado has stormed back in this one. They're only down 3 to Marquette, 72-69. Nice. Less than 5 minutes left to go in that one. Old Marquette, tough bucket right there, fighting through the big guy. So enjoy the madness the rest of the day, and then we get a few days off, and then hopefully I'll see some of you Thursday out at X Golf Tualatin. Danny and Dusty, Isaac and Suk will be there, and then you'll see the rest of the crew over there at Vancouver X Golf on Friday. But Rashad, thank you as always. Glad to have you back.
My man, good to see you guys.
Jordan Schultz, nice to see you again.
Love you both. Rashad, love you. Good to have you back.
My man,
brother.
Good luck.
All right, we'll catch you guys all next Sunday. Peace. So clean.
One for
Rashad.
One over here.
I just nailed that wadded up piece of paper in the wastebasket over there.
I would do this one. I would
throw
this one, but looks like somebody needs it. So
yeah, it looks like some reeds here.
Yeah.
Here, let's try. I'll just grab this random one. I'll go two for two.
Let's
live
see
on air. Live on air.
Kobe.
Oh, I didn't crumple that up enough. Yeah, that was
a little loose.
Aerodynamics weren't good on that one. There. I got hacked on the arm. Fouled. Ugh. All right.
Okay, Chris Paul. Sorry. Turn my mic off.
Yeah, where's Scott Foster to bail me out here?
Yeah, seriously.
They really hate each other. Like, I can imagine, like a teacher that you don't like, when those referees show up on days and you look at the, you know, you're looking at the roster and the game sheets for and everything for the day, and it's like, ugh. Who's the ref today?
Speaking of gambling, though, this is just kind of making the rounds right now. They were on, I don't know if this was on ESPN, ESPN2. I think it was on ESPN. They were doing ESPN's Reese Davis after an ESPN bet segment with Aaron Dolan. So they're talking about some different gambling angles here on ESPN. Reese Davis, he says, after getting some betting advice, you know, Aaron Dolan saying, you know, take this, take that, bet on this, bet on that. He goes, you know what? Some would call this wagering, gambling. The way you've sold this, I think what it is a risk-free investment. I think I'm pretty sure in most of like the gambling disclaimers and everything, they say, this is not an investment.
Pretty sure it's, yeah.
Do not use gambling.
That's a take there, Reese. God.
This is, gambling is not for investment purposes, I believe, is exactly what they say. And, Reese Davis and ESPN are getting absolutely dragged for this.
Maybe he was saying it tongue-in-cheek, you know, right? Maybe that's what he was kind of saying.
Again, like, this is a joke. This is just making the rounds right now on the social medias. So I guess this is breaking news on 1080 The Fan, brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets. Start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Anybody get that? No?
No.
No?
Breaking news.
Oh, boy. I will say, though, being at the sportsbook on March Madness, it's a movie. That was good times. A lot of good people up there.
And
Super Chef Bobby Flay, Chris Daughtry, Mark Cuban.
It was insane.
All right.
Her Bonita Fish Big. No, I can imagine. And to be honest, for a local casino, their sports book isn't half bad.
That's the only sports book I've been to in this area.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know that Spirit Mountain, I think, has a sports book.
They do.
Not really sure what Chinook Winds is rocking with. I want to say there's a casino down in Florence.
Seven Feathers, I believe, is what you're thinking of, right?
I don't know if it's Seven Feathers. I'm going to have to look this up.
There's one in, like, Coos Bay on the water. There's Seven
possibly,
Feathers. There's, yeah.
Possibly.
They closed Kaneda a few years ago.
I think they're opening it back, though, right? I don't know if they're opening the casino. But
No. Yeah, no casino.
It's Three Rivers. In Florence. I'm pretty sure they have a golf course there, too.
Well, and literally
I think someone's making a trip to Florence.
We just named all of our options. They have so many more up in the state of Washington. So to have A&A with that massive sports book, I mean, guys, the chairs are so comfortable. You don't, you can always go with a couple of buddies, but if like you're kind of sitting, the wife's gone, it's like, I don't know what to do. Go sit in one of those chairs on your own, throw a couple of bets down, and grab a cheap beer at A&A. Like, it's really nice. You can watch everything.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay, they do have a sports book at this Three Rivers Casino, but just looking at the pictures, yeah, it ain't holding a candle to what A&A
is. It's a sports magazine.
Yeah, it's not a book. The TV sizes, A&A is taking the cake so far. I'll have to hit up Spirit Mountain, though, here soon, just because my sister lives right out there in Willamina. Which is, you know, two shakes of a lamb's tail from there.
Let me know. I'll head out there with you, brother. It's like 90. No, not even 90. It's like an hour from door to door from my house.
And after how things went at the blackjack table at A&A, too, I think Fisher's got to find his way a little bit more.
Let's
often.
Go, Rashad.
Hit me at the craps table, man.
And
we'll hit A&A up. We'll hit Spirit Mountain up. Then we'll
hit
go back to A&A
up.
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right.
Guys' night out. Woo!
Field trip. Let's take a party bus out to Sheridan, huh?
I'm down.
I might not be.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to think about it. But
listen, I only go to Willamina because I have to.
Depends on what's on the schedule for the weekend, but yeah.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the madness the rest of the day. Colorado has stormed back in this one. They're only down 3 to Marquette, 72-69. Nice. Less than 5 minutes left to go in that one. Old Marquette, tough bucket right there, fighting through the big guy. So enjoy the madness the rest of the day, and then we get a few days off, and then hopefully I'll see some of you Thursday out at X Golf Tualatin. Danny and Dusty, Isaac and Suk will be there, and then you'll see the rest of the crew over there at Vancouver X Golf on Friday. But Rashad, thank you as always. Glad to have you back.
My man, good to see you guys.
Jordan Schultz, nice to see you again.
Love you both. Rashad, love you. Good to have you
back.
My
man,
brother.
Good luck.
All right, we'll catch you guys all next Sunday. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.